Happy Monday. I'm Joel of Heart City Church. Welcome again to Happy and Whole in Him. Let's learn how to pray from Jesus. In Matthew 6:9, Jesus said, our prayer should begin, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. The very first thing Jesus teaches us to pray for is that our Heavenly Father's name be hallowed, that it be lifted up, treated with honor and reverence. So what is in a name? That's the question Juliet asked in that famous scene with Romeo. She said, what's in a name? That which we call a rose by any other name would smell as sweet. So Romeo would, were he not Romeo called, retain that dear perfection which he owes without that title. Romeo, doff thy name, and for that name which is no part of thee, take all myself. And Romeo responds, I take thee at thy word, call me but love, and I'll be new baptized. Henceforth I will never be Romeo. The background of this story is Juliet and Romeo are born into families warring with each other. So Juliet's making an argument that only their names are keeping them apart. They're merely a label and don't give meaning or identity to a person. And it's interesting that Romeo agrees but adds that a baptism is needed for him to be truly free of his old life. Are names just labels, or are they something of greater significance? Well, we can see there's a difference between how many of us think about names and what the Bible teaches us about God's name. Because the very first thing that Jesus teaches us to pray for is that God's name be hallowed. That God's name matters, and it must be honored, revered, made holy. You might think, well, Joel, isn't God's name already holy? Don't the angels cry out, holy, 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 nonstop in heaven? And yes, it is holy in heaven, but too often God's name is not being honored and revered here on earth. I'm not just talking about the times you hear folks using God's name in vain, or even as a curse word, though it does include that. It's about God's people who are to bear His name and glorify God in all the ways He's shown Himself. In Numbers 6, God tells Moses and Aaron to bless the people by saying, The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. And then He says, So shall they put My name upon the people of Israel, and I will bless them. God's name was being stamped upon Israel with this blessing. They were to walk before the world as those bearing the very name of their holy God. They were not to take God's name in vain by living unholy lives. And the same is true today. When a Christian is baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, everyone who wears the name Christian now is no longer, they're not simply wearing a label. We are actually bearing God's name before a watching world, revealing who our God is, what He is like. Being baptized means you both have a new name, Christian, and a new identity in Him. As you've been washed clean of sin, you've been brought into a new family where God is now your Father. I think our culture has lost the sense of what it means to be baptized. In many countries, if you're baptized as a Christian, your family's going to put your obituary in the paper. You lose your old identity altogether. But for those who have discovered Christ, the one who left heaven to become our brother, that is not too high a cost to pay. This is what gave hope to the early martyrs who were about to be executed and were asked to give their name. And they would respond by saying, Men call me Probus, but my real name is Christian because I live out of the Lord Jesus Christ. These martyrs would not capitulate in the face of suffering or let the world soil them, because their baptism gave them a new name and brought them into a new reality where they now live to hallow God's name and enjoy Him forever. And they look forward to heaven where they would be granted new names. We hear in Revelation Jesus say, To the one who conquers, I will give some of the hidden manna, and I will give him a white stone with a new name written on the stone that no one knows except the one who receives it. So let us with joy remember who we are and who we belong to, and live to hallow God's name by conducting ourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel we profess, by living righteous lives before others, willingly sacrificing ourselves, knowing that we become like Christ in his suffering in order that we might be made like him in his glory. And of course, we need God's help to do that. So let's pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.